I'm Deborah Amos, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is in St. Paul, Minnesota this week to cover the Republican National Convention. Coming up, a newsmaker interview with Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, on the legacy and the future of the GOP. That's in a bit. But first,
we need a president who understands the lessons of September the 11th, 2001. That to protect America, we must stay on the offense, stop attacks before they happen, and not wait to be hit again. The man we need is John McCain.
The Republicans are back to a more traditional convention after that low-key start on Monday because of Hurricane Gustav. Tell Me More host Michelle Martin is in St. Paul, Minnesota. She's covering the Republican National Convention, and she joins us now for an update. Hi, Michelle.
Hello again, Deborah.
Hi. Everything seemed to get back to normal. What was the mood like, and what did the convention look like?
Well, just as you said, and when we talked yesterday, we talked about how low-key it was. The first night, there were no souvenirs to be found, no signs on the floor. Last night, a much more typical convention experience. The goofy outfits made their appearance, started to make their appearance, the buttons, some of the edgier signs and buttons. There were long lines to get in, lots of guests, and there was much more of that sort of celebratory air. But in terms of what it looked like, I could not help but notice, I mean, having covered a number of these, that the diversity that we have actually come to see at Republican conventions as well as Democratic conventions really wasn't there. Convention goers are 2-to-1 male, and the level of African-American representation, according to the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, is the lowest it's been in 40 years. There are only 36 African-American delegates. That's 1.5% of the total. That's a huge drop from 2004, when almost 7% of the delegates were African-American.
Well, President Bush was introduced at the convention by the First Lady, but he showed up via satellite from the Oval Office. He gave his support to nominee Senator John McCain. So let's listen to what he had to say.
If the Hanoi Hilton could not break John McCain's resolve to do what is best for his country, you can be sure the angry left never will.
The president wasn't there. He wasn't in prime time, I noticed last night. What did the convention planners want out of this speech?
Well, Deborah, if you remember, if the president has a 30% approval rating, it's a safe bet that that 30% was pretty much in that room. But the people who are speaking at the convention have to walk that line between talking to the people in the room and talking to the people out of the room, which is the people that they have to persuade. The president kind of started off the convention by trying to straddle that line between partisanship and statesmanship that the McCain campaign is seeking here. You'll note that one of the highlight speakers of the night was Joe Lieberman, the former vice presidential nominee for the Democrats in 2000, running with Al Gore, and he was the one who was tasked with sort of making the pitch to the undecideds. But it was a tricky balancing act, and all the speakers throughout the night were trying to walk that line.
Now we're going to listen to another speaker, Fred Thompson. He's the former senator of Tennessee. He played a role in firing up the Republican base. So let's listen to what he had to say.
And my friends, we need a president who doesn't think that the protection of the unborn or a newly born baby is above his pay grade.
Of course, he's talking about Democratic presidential nominee Senator Barack Obama, and that he was referring to a statement that he made on abortion rights. Tell us a bit more about that, please.
Well, as I think you figured out, you know, Fred Thompson was your red meat guy. As we were saying earlier, there's this balance between trying to fire up the base and getting people excited about the ticket and not alienating the people out of the room who are not yet convinced. Fred Thompson was your red meat guy, such as it is, but he was also very, you know, the rest of his speech was not, it wasn't, sort of, I would say wasn't mean-spirited. It was humorous, but it did have that sort of take the fight to the other side edge that I think that people here expected to hear at some point in the course of the evening.
Let's talk a little bit more about Senator Joe Lieberman. How was he received down on the floor?
You know, it was an interesting job. He had a tough task, and I'm not quite sure that he pulled it off. I mean, here's a guy who broke with the Democrats over the war, which he supports. He now calls himself an independent, although he still votes with the Democratic caucus on issues other than the war. He took on the task of trying to appeal to undecided voters. Needless to say, those aren't the people in the room. So in one sense, he kind of sucked some of the energy out of the room. He followed Fred Thompson to the floor. On the other hand, I think a lot of people appreciated his presence. He got a warm welcome, got a lot of applause. It was a difficult difficult assignment that he was given, and I'll be curious to see how it was received, particularly out in the television viewing audience, which is really his bigger audience.
Thank you very much, Michelle. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Deborah.
Tell Me More's host Michelle Martin joined us from St. Paul, Minnesota, where the Republican National Convention is underway after a pause for Hurricane Gustav.